On a lushly planted hillside, not far above downtown Occidental, lies a small botanical treasure. Western Hills isn't especially big, just 3 acres, but it is home to a remarkable collection of plant varieties.
There are specimen plants from all over the world in this garden. Some yet to be identified. Some no one can remember what they are. Some are no longer available. It's every botanic garden you've ever toured in your life concentrated on 3 acres.
Stacy Miller is the garden manager and volunteer coordinator at Western Hills Garden, the slightly different new name for what was once a nationally renowned nursery. The property's horticultural history runs back more than half a century, recalls Betsy Flack, a longtime customer, visitor, and now volunteer at the site.
In the late 50s, Marshall Ulbrich and Lester Hawkins decided to buy a piece of property and move to the country and possibly raise chickens and apple trees and a few other things like that. And they found this undeveloped little piece of property and moved in, built their house. The original idea of being agricultural and food-oriented got shifted fairly rapidly to ornamental horticulture.
But the founders of what soon became Western Hills Nursery pursued that revised vision for their land with phenomenal zeal.
Marshall was growing things from seed and trading seed with people all over the world. They had things that you just couldn't get anywhere else. And when you went there, you could talk about them. So there was this great horticultural conversation going on all the time, which is why it was never a huge success, I suppose.
Still, Lester and Marshall maintained the business and the property until their deaths, after which it was inherited and continued by their associate, Maggie Weick, who carried on until 2007. But Flack says the new purchasers then were unable to sustain the nursery as the economy declined, and eventually it went into foreclosure.
Any garden that doesn't have a huge amount of attention is going to get a little ragged. Sort of sat there in that kind of limbo state for 2 or 3 years, maybe 5 years at the most, but that didn't really hurt the major plants. Yes, there were some brambles and there were a few weeds and stuff, but it wasn't serious.
New buyers came forward in 2010, Flack reports, with a new vision for the Western Hills property.
The new owners are very dedicated to the idea of taking this very special and very old, now 50, 60 years old, garden into a new life.
That process is being advanced with the assistance of a team of dedicated volunteers, led by Stacy Miller, who shares with them a long-term personal connection to the grounds.
Everyone who has had a history with this garden is incredibly emotional about it, whether it's sadness of the loss or elated over a certain plant or whatever it is. It is relational. It is a learning garden. It is a garden that you walk in the gate and you see something and you turn into a 3-year-old, which is why I'm there. It's spectacular.
Tomorrow, we look at what the future holds for Western Hills and what is happening behind the gates right now. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.